Over the last few years, transportation activists say elimination of bus stops and bus routes has harmed people and businesses. The greatest concern is that riders don't hear of the changes until the 11th hour, disrupting their schedules and wreaking havoc on their lives. Tonight in Albany, Citizens for Public Transportation holds its first fall meeting. Board member Dom Calcellaro notes rumored schedule changes to the heavily used 2nd Avenue route would severely impact riders. Another issue involves people with disabilities and the way they are treated. The activists are calling for a clear policy to be set regarding equal access to the bus, even during busy times, allowing them to board and find a seat without undue difficulty and avoid the practice of telling them they must wait for the next bus.
Sometimes the bus drivers make them wait to the last when they get on instead of being the first. We had one about a month ago where the lady was told that she had to be wait till everybody else got on. And I went on down on Pearl and State and Pearl, and then when she went to get on, the bus driver told her it was too full for her to get on because she's a larger woman and she has an oversized wheelchair. She had to wait for the next bus. And these are, you know, our most vulnerable people, and they're the ones that have been having some issues.
Calcellaro says he'd like to see at least one voting rider advocate on every transit board. There are no voting rider advocates on any board in the state.
We're trying to get bus rider representation on a CDTA board, and we're also working with other transportation groups around the state to get state law changed so that public transportation authorities have to require that at least one board member be a rider, actually be a rider of the public transportation system. Right now, that's not a requirement. We would like that to happen, because the riders should be represented in what's going on with their transportation system.
State Assemblyman Pete Lopez of the 102nd District is one of the legislators planning to attend the meeting.
Much of my district has outlying rural areas, and so in terms of access to goods and services, running shuttle services is sometimes problematic for the authority. We've had that issue in southern Albany County and actually a little bit of outreach into Greene County through those areas bordering the district. So our goal would be to see where we could provide some effective shuttle service and maybe feeder lines that can access the broader CDTA network and give people the flexibility and freedom they need to move if they don't have a vehicle available to them.
CDTA did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Citizens for Public Transportation meet the second Wednesday of every month.
CDTA does cover four counties, Albany, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Saratoga, so we try to get around to each county at least once a year to hold these public meetings.
The meeting kicks off at 7 p.m. and is scheduled to run until 9 at the Albany Public Library, Washington Avenue branch. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.